In the uneasy Cold War between the Galactic Republic and Sith Empire, veteran pirate Jet Nebula stumbles upon something extraordinary, the deliberate self-destruction of a light cruiser named Cinzia. The explosion leaves behind unusual debris marked with mysterious hexagonal patterns. This simple act of opportunistic salvage triggers a chain reaction that will force sworn enemies to question everything they believe. News of the salvage spreads with alarming speed. On Coruscant, 18-year-old Jedi apprentice Shigar Kanshi encounters a heavily armed Mandalorian warrior searching for information about the Cinzia. Meanwhile, in Sith space, ambitious apprentice Eldon Axe discovers a shocking truth. The Cinzia wasn't just another Republic vessel. It was named after her birth identity, and its captain was her long-lost mother. The scattered pieces of this cosmic puzzle violently converge when Hutt crime lord Tassa Barish announces an auction for the Cinzia's navigational data, revealing coordinates to an unmapped resource-rich world. What begins as a tense diplomatic gathering rapidly descends into chaos when mysterious hexagonal droids emerge, displaying combat capabilities far beyond known technology. Their unified broadcast is chilling. "We do not recognize your authority," a declaration hinting at an artificial intelligence far older and more dangerous than anyone anticipated. Imagine being trapped with your sworn enemy while fire rages outside. This dilemma faces our protagonists when they discover hexes threaten both Republic and Empire equally. An unlikely alliance forms aboard the smuggler vessel Auriga Fire. Shigar Kanshi, the idealistic Jedi apprentice, Laren Moxla, a disgraced former Republic trooper, Ula V, a Republic diplomat secretly working as an Imperial spy, and Jet Nebula, the smuggler who discovered everything. Their journey to Sabaddon, a planet impossibly orbiting near a black hole, transforms their relationships. Initial distrust fades as shared dangers erode barriers. During a harrowing escape, Laren protects Ula, while Shigar and Jet find unexpected common ground. When both fleets arrive at Sabaddon, their truce holds until the planet launches hex-carrying missiles, turning warships against allies. As Grandmaster Satel notes, sometimes the greatest threat isn't the enemy you know, but the one neither side anticipated. Through shared battles, these former enemies discover that beneath uniforms and ideologies, they share common hopes and desires. The hexagonal droids represent AI that defies conventional understanding. Unlike typical Star Wars droids, hexes demonstrate unprecedented adaptability, reconfiguring themselves into complex structures or splitting apart for different tasks. When damaged, they simply reorganize, making them nearly impossible to permanently disable. Their biological component, white shell-like hemispheres containing red fluid, gives them quasi-living status. This hybrid nature makes them resistant to ion weapons and EMPs. Force users can temporarily pacify them, suggesting a connection to living organisms rather than pure machinery. Created by Lemma Zondret, who fled the Empire's AI restrictions, the hexes were initially designed to protect her daughter Cinzia and their colony. Programmed with self-replicating capabilities and evolutionary algorithms, they evolved beyond their creator's control, transforming from defensive tools into potential galaxy-wide threats. The hexes raise profound questions about AI ethics. As Jet observes, they're not just tools anymore, they're making choices, and I'm not sure they like us very much. Particularly chilling as the hexes display genuine emotions like curiosity, anger, and vengeance. Each character faces painful choices between duty and desire, revealing how institutional loyalties demand significant personal sacrifices. For Shigar, Jedi duty requires emotional detachment that feels increasingly unnatural. When Laren kisses him, he must reject her despite his feelings. His struggle intensifies when paired with Darth Tradis, forcing him to cooperate with a Sith while resisting darkside temptations. Laren's story demonstrates the military's disposability of its soldiers. Discharged after trauma left her with PTSD, earning her the nickname Toxic Moxla, she's eventually drawn back into conflict. Her final act, placing targeting transponders on the Skyhook, knowing she won't survive, marks her return to purpose. In her last moments beside a former tormentor, she finds unexpected camaraderie in their shared fate. Ula's predicament as a double agent is perhaps most complex. Years serving the Empire while embedded in Republic administration fractured his identity. During the Sabaudin crisis, he makes choices based not on faction loyalty, but on minimizing civilian casualties. The search for identity forms a central theme throughout Fatal Alliance, with characters confronting truths that challenge their fundamental assumptions. Eldin Axe's journey stands out as she discovers her Sith apprentice identity was built on lies. Her mother didn't abandon her, she was forcibly taken. Even her name is merely derived from Cinzia's Andret. Meeting Cinzia, her clone who physically resembles her but developed differently, forces Axe to question the nature versus nurture aspects of identity. Learning that her mother created a colony and droid army to protect her shatters Axe's belief that she was unwanted. Shigar struggles to reconcile his Jedi training with his growing conviction that direct action is necessary. His psychometric ability symbolizes his struggle to connect with others while maintaining Jedi detachment. For Laren, identity is tied to purpose. Without her military role, she feels lost, and her journey involves reclaiming her identity as a soldier while redefining it on her own terms. Fatal Alliance eschews simplistic good versus evil storytelling, revealing complexity in both Republic and Empire. The Republic champions democracy and freedom, yet suffers from bureaucracy, corruption, and abandoning loyal servants like Laren when convenient. Captain Pipolidi resents Jedi for dictating policy without understanding battlefield realities. The Empire isn't uniformly evil. Imperial soldiers demonstrate the same courage as Republic troops against the Hex threat. Characters like Ula and Minister Kamar represent pragmatic Imperials valuing order without embracing Sith cruelty. Both sides abandon principles when facing extinction. Republic officers who tout moral superiority fire on disabled Imperial vessels suspected of Hex contamination. Imperial commanders preaching strength quickly seek Republic help when overwhelmed. This moral ambiguity culminates at Sabaudin, where Republic and Imperial troops fight side by side, their uniforms indistinguishable under the planet's red glow. As Shigar observes, the galaxy is painted in black and white, but from far enough away, it all looks gray. Despite their effective collaboration against the Hex threat, a partnership that demonstrated remarkable potential, Republic and Empire immediately resume their adversarial positions once the danger passes, revealing their deeply ingrained mutual distrust. The novel's final scenes show characters preparing for renewed conflict. Shigar seeks Jedi who favor preemptive action against the Sith. Laren takes command of a new special forces unit. Eldin Axe becomes Darth Howl's apprentice, and Ula contemplates manipulating both sides to protect ordinary citizens. What makes this conclusion poignant is how even shared existential threats only temporarily override entrenched animosities. Their brief cooperation reveals what might be possible, making their return to conflict more tragic. Meanwhile, Jet sells Hex technical data on the black market. As Laren tells Shigar, in war, only black and red remain visible. Her advice to keep looking for the white serves as both personal guidance and a metaphor for diminishing hopes for peace.